Highbridge Audio presents The Ice Princess by Camilla Läckberg, read by David Thorne. 1. The house was desolate and empty. The cold penetrated into every corner. A thin sheet of ice had formed in the bathtub. She had begun to take on a slightly bluish tinge. He thought she looked like a princess lying there. An ice princess. The floor he was sitting on was ice cold, but the chill didn't bother him. He reached out his hand and touched her. The blood on her wrists had congealed long ago. His love for her had never been stronger. He caressed her arm, as if he were caressing the soul that had now left her body. He didn't look back when he left. It was not goodbye. It was until we meet again. Elert Berg was not a happy man. His breathing was strained, and his breath came out of his mouth in little white puffs. But his health was not what he considered his biggest problem. Vera had been so gorgeous in her youth, and he had hardly been able to stand the weight before he could get her into the bridal bed. She had seemed tender, affectionate, and a bit shy. Her true nature had come out after a period of youthful lust that was far too brief. She had put her foot down and kept him on a tight leash for close to 50 years. But Elert had a secret. For the first time, he saw an opportunity for a little freedom in the autumn of his years, and he did not intend to squander it. He had toiled hard as a fisherman all his life, and the income had been just enough to provide Vivia and the children. After he retired, they had only their meagre pensions to live on. With no money in his pocket, there was no chance of starting his life over, somewhere else, alone. Now this opportunity had appeared, like a gift from above. And it was laughably easy, besides. But if someone wanted to pay him a shameless amount of money for a few hours' work each week, that wasn't his problem. He wasn't about to complain. The banknotes in the wooden box behind the compost heap had piled up impressively in only a year, and soon he would have enough to be able to move to warmer climes. He stopped to catch his breath on the last steep approach to the house and massaged his arthritic hands. Spain, or maybe Greece, would thaw the chill that seemed to come from deep inside him. Elliot reckoned that he had at least 10 years left before it would be time to turn up his toes, and he intended to make the most of them. So he'd be damned if he'd spend them at home with that old bitch. His daily walk in the early morning hours had been his only time spent in peace and quiet. It also meant that he got some much-needed exercise. He always took the same route, and people who knew his habits would often come out and have a chat. He particularly enjoyed talking with the pretty girl in the house farthest up the hill by the Hawkerbucken School. She was there only on weekends, always alone, but she was happy to take the time to talk about the weather. Miss Alexandra was interested in Fjällbacka in the old days as well, and this was a topic that Elert enjoyed discussing. She was nice to look at, too. That was something he still appreciated, even though he was old now. Of course, there had been a good deal of gossip about her, but once you started listening to women's chatter, you wouldn't have much time for anything else. About a year ago, she had asked him whether he might consider stopping in at the house, as long as he was passing by on Friday mornings. The house was old, and both the furnace and the plumbing were unreliable. She didn't like coming home to a cold house on the weekends. She would give him a key, so he could just look in and see that everything was in order. There had been a number of break-ins in the area, so he was also supposed to check for signs of tampering with the doors and windows. The task didn't seem particularly burdensome, and once a month there was an envelope with his name on it waiting in her letterbox, containing what was to him a princely sum. He also thought it was nice to feel useful. It was so hard to go around idle after he had worked his whole life. The gate hung crookedly, and it groaned when he pushed on it, swinging it in towards the garden path, which had not yet been shovelled clear of snow. He wondered whether he ought to ask one of the boys to help her with that. It was no job for a woman. He fumbled with the key, careful not to drop it into the deep snow. If he had to get down on his knees, he'd never be able to get up again. The steps to the front porch were icy and slick, so he had to hold on to the railing. Hilaire was just about to put the key in the lock when he saw that the door was ajar.